are you the Messiah? This, you know, an absurd, ridiculous voice is saying to me, what do you see yourself as here? That's the voice, the questioning voice is saying.
Who are you to say it?
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Okay, great ideas. Yeah, great. Yeah. No, great ideas, that's fine. Like the ideas, but you sort of making this happen? Come on. So that's where I am. that's the abyss I'm staring to at the moment. Great ideas, like the sound of the ideas, but
so these are self-imposed limiting beliefs.
Yes, and what I've just described here—that's not confidence, is it? It's not. No. This is something else. We're beyond confidence.
Capability, capacity.
Capacity, yeah.
Not trueness, because you know it's true.
Right. Yes, yeah. It's not that. Yeah, capacity, I think.
So if it were a suit of armor, could you wear it long enough? Could you walk far enough? Could you sustain it? Is that any part of it?
Armor, yeah.
Because armor is really heavy. You only have to go to the Victoria and Albert Museum discover that.
Yeah. I mean, I know what my own, I think I'm already familiar. I think I already know how I would get myself through this door, which is, let's put it in very cliched language. Yeah. You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere. You will have even more words.
Yeah. And you know, when I say you got to start somewhere, that's a good idea. That's a good, because you do have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And actually, it's such a good idea because it reminds us that the action is so important.
Mm-hmm.
The first step.
Absolutely. And with every step, every one of these self-imposed obstacles, these forms of self-sabotage, all target the big picture, the mountain you stand before that you question whether you have the strength to climb,
to scale it.
And what is really magical about the actualization of one's reason for being is that none of these self-sabotaging endeavors have any power over the small constructive step.
Step by step.
Yeah, that's very good. That makes a lot of sense.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's very good. I'm just seeing, this is all about scale, actually, isn't it? The conversation we're having here is about scale.
And there's a paradox in this for the visionary, because your scale is innately vast.
Mm-hmm. Almost unlimited.
And yet when we talk about the enactment, the anchoring of, the sharing of, the support of the people who will receive the vision, it has to be one step at a time. And going back to the body, because you're in a body, because you're in the physical, linear world.
Mm. Yeah,
but do not lose sight, Mr. Visionary, of the fact that this is not about you doing it alone. It is about you evoking the vision and engaging and aligning and amplifying right now those who can help you realize it.
Mm. Yeah, that does make sense. That really does make sense.
It doesn't rest strictly on those big shoulders of yours.
No.
It rests on your mouth, perhaps, but not on your shoulders.
But not on the shoulders, yeah.
And yet, this is really quite easy to grasp, this concept we're presenting to you, and yet it is even easier to forget. In those moments of overwhelm, in those moments of paralyzation, self-imposed, what constructive step are you? What are we saying?
Mm. Yeah.
How do I do this again? Yeah.
Mm. And you do not have to see the sequence of steps now. Mm. You do not.
Mm.
You just take one. When you're ready to move, you're not there yet.
Mm.
Don't put that pressure on yourself yet. You take one, and then you will see that you will see with your sight the next step.
Yeah.
And the one you take that, and you see another step. Yeah. In that respect, it is a journey, and it's done in tandem with their steps. where yes. they move to.
Yes.
You cannot predict that in advance. This is not strategic planning. This is response, response, response with view to shaping the ultimate response on behalf of all of you.
Yes.